have won the Ulster Ladies title after an epic Ulster final against Donegal. It was end to end. It was heart stopping. It was, of course, nothing to separate both sides. But Maureen O'Donnell, look, Armagh just had that little bit of class at the end.
Yeah, and that point separated the sides. Was there a lot between the sides throughout the whole competition and throughout the afternoon here? Very, very little. And listen, I am absolutely deflated for Donegal, as are the supporters here, no doubt. John McNulty and his backroom staff and all of the players for Donegal who have given absolutely everything out there this evening. It came down to the kick of the game in the end. That one point separating them, you know, would have nearly been very fair to have them go into penalties, Porrick, but absolutely heart crushing for Donegal and the girls out there today, Porrick.
And suppose, Maureen, as you've been talking through commentary, Donegal had a couple of goal chances. They took one of them, they didn't take the others, but from a Donegal point of view, from where they were last year, again, you know, the players have stepped up today. You can go through the team sheet, you can look at Tara Hegarty, Abigail Azoko, you know, Katie Dowge, you have Kevin Keown, you have Niamh McLaughlin, new names on that Donegal team sheet. And look, from that point of view, John McLaughlin has to be absolutely, well, he's not going to be thrilled at the minute, but he's going to be really, really happy with the way the girls performed. Just at the end, it was that little bit of craft. You come from the aspect of the number six, Lauren McConville and Aoife McCoy. They're instrumental towards the end for Armagh.
Yeah, they certainly will, and probably one of those will pick up the player of the match. Like, you know, had Donegal won it out there this evening, I think I would have given it to Katie Hearn. Although, listen, Katie played a fantastic match and she came off the field. But, like, look, you mentioned you could go through the team of Donegal players. Everyone, Evelyn McGinley, Abigail Azoko, Roisin Rogers, you come on and off, you know, Niamh McLaughlin, Amy Boyle Carr. I mean, I could ream them off. Everyone played their part this afternoon. And you know, look, John McNulty, he will be very, very disappointed, and the girls will be very disappointed. You know, you'd be as well losing of a margin of 20 than losing to 1 point. It's soul destroying to lose by 1 point, because you're so close yet you're so far away, because at the end of the day there can be only one winner, and Armagh are the winners out there, and they've suffered this sort of defeat from Donegal in past. Two of their games have come down to a 1 point game where Donegal beat them by 1 point, last year's 4 points. So I mean, it is a hard place to be for Donegal. And look, your management will go on and there'll be a post-mortem, and you mentioned it there, like 5 or 6 goal opportunities missing. What Donegal registered 7 or 8 points wide there, sorry, this afternoon, like, you know, that's the ones we took stock of. But like, when you look at that, that's the one in a game in spades, and Donegal will go away very, very disappointed, having missed so many goal opportunities and not been as clinical as they should. But listen, Porrick, I can say that now, but I have to be hugely positive about this Donegal side and what John McNulty has done with them. You know, we're still in Division 2, we finished 3rd in the league, which is a good place for Donegal to be, because they're not ready yet to win the Division 1 football with this new side team, having lost so many people. But like, they went out there today, absolutely nothing to lose. Armagh had everything, you know, they had the pressure on them, and Donegal proved that they could definitely, you ask yourself as a player and as a manager, can I contest the game going into an Ulster final? And Donegal can certainly contest any final or any Ulster final, and they definitely show that out there today.
And just Maureen, from you touched on it there, look, the players, you know, will come on. I know it's a defeat. You've got a couple of different aspects to deal with. The length of time they didn't play, but that didn't bother them. They come into the first half, they really went at Armagh. Half time, suppose it was 6 points for Donegal, 6 points for Armagh, 5 points for Donegal, showing Armagh absolutely no respect.
Yeah, you said it. They showed them no respect. I thought Donegal were going to sit back and let Armagh play too much, but they didn't. You know, they set up defensively just to get stock of Armagh and to see what they had to offer in the first half. Maybe to get their man markers on the game and playing against or marking Amy Mackin or whatever. They did exactly all the right things, you know, and they went in at half time a point down. What a position to be against a Division 1 final team, Armagh winning Division 1. Like, great position to be going in at half time, and they come out and they had a super second half. Yeah. And a blistering end to the second half for any spectator here, and for us, you know, that's the kind of games you want. And listen, the girls certainly provided such a fantastic spectacle of football out there this afternoon, Porrick.
Okay, Maureen, it's been disappointing from a Donegal point of view. We had her we had our men's winning last weekend against Armagh, but not to be after extra time. But you can be very proud of Donegal today, but they have been defeated in this Ulster Ladies Football Final. 17 points for Armagh, a goal and 13, just 1 point separates the sides at the end.